producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals in Washington, D.C. from Talk Radio News, Justin Duckham in the wings. Justin, I fear so much of what we're going to talk about, except for when it comes to the VA, has to do with what's going on in the Middle East. Benjamin Netanyahu today says, be ready for prolonged Gaza war. That's what's going to happen here. And John Kerry, the Secretary of State, was battered around PR-wise, really heavily criticized by the Israelis, and there's been a lot of reaction to that. What are they saying in Washington?
Well, today the White House tried to do a little bit of damage control when it came to Kerry. During a press briefing, Josh Earnest said that there is no American more committed to Israel than John Kerry. But nevertheless, there has been a number of leaks from the State Department that have been put forward that seem to paint him in a less than flattering light when it comes to his, stance on these issues. But the State Department themselves have been saying that, frankly, he's been a little bit misrepresented. So he's in a pretty poor situation. Nevertheless, this situation is moving forward. As, you know, Netanyahu did say, this is the preparation for a prolonged war. And perhaps best showing that is the fact that a proposed ceasefire from the United Nations for the Muslim holiday that is currently taking place, was rejected by both sides, with those on the Palestinian section of the UN saying that it did not do enough to remove Israeli troops from the Gaza or to tamp down on the sanctions that have been put against them, the embargo, keeping rocket-making materials, or at least that's what it's intended to do, out of the country, and those on the Israeli side saying that it does not do enough to stop mortar fire coming from Hamas.
Yeah, boy, crazy. So, you know, another interesting thing that's happening is, and because of the Ukraine and the situation there and with the plane going down the other week and so much focus on that off of our soil, what about the story of Afghanistan? What's going on there? Because, you know, tick-tock, it's almost the end of the year. Before we know it, we'll blink our eyes, and that's it. As you know, at the end of the year, all bets are off. There's no bilateral agreement. What's in place here? It seems like all the pieces are in the air. We don't even know who's in charge. What's the conversation on that end?
Well, the conversation basically in Afghanistan has revolved around the initial goal of trying to remove a large portion of troops by 2014. That was essentially the earlier goals that the administration has had initially set out. This was, on the idea that eventually the military would be trained and equipped enough, with U.S. assistance in order to carry their own weight. However, we do know, according to reports coming out, not the least of which is from the New York Times, there are several early gains that have taken place from Taliban fighters that have taken place this summer, typically after the usual period when the fighting is at the hardest, that have led to some pretty heavy casualties and have certainly put whether or not that plan of removing U.S. troops is going to work, since it doesn't look like they are necessarily as trained and as well equipped as quite a few people in the U.S. had really hoped they would be at this point.
Yeah. And the big thing I mentioned, too, here, VA, VA, VA. Now, there's a bill that has the weight of $17 billion. That's the price tag for it anyway. It's a bipartisan deal. I know there was a big deal earlier in the day on the Hill about this. What happened there?
Well, today it was announced by Congressman Jeff Miller, as well as Senator Bernie Sanders, both the chairman of the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, respectively, that there is going to be this new broadly compromised package that's going to be moving forward. It does include, as you mentioned, about $17 billion to help the VA, but it also includes some measures that would allow those currently within the VA system to seek medical treatment elsewhere. It provides those in the system with a special card that they can use if they had requested an appointment and then were not given one within 14 days, or if they live more than 40 miles away from a center that provides VA care, to apply elsewhere, a place that would provide federally approved health care. This would be a place that offers Medicare or that uses Medicare funds, or a DOD facility, or even you know, facilities that are located on federally administered tribal lands. So you know, this is a sort of a big deal. This is a rare instance of bipartisanship. And you know, frankly, if you look at the politics between the two chairmen, they can't really be further apart politically. So this is a sort of a bright side when it comes to an otherwise, you know, dragged down hill that is preparing to leave for a 5-week recess at the you know, end of this week.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
More on that bipartisan bill coming up in our next segment here in this Hour of America Tonight. Plus, a conversation with Jeff Gusky. So psyched about that. If you missed it, World War One. Oh, yeah, 100 years. Do you believe it? Man, time goes fast, doesn't it? I can remember talking about this with my grandfather. Of course, he was in World War One, but talking about the significance of it. But the significance of these underground cities, if you pick up the current issue of National Geographic, on the cover is the first Stonehenge. You see it, Scotland's master builders, inside Jeff Gusky's amazing photos, what he tripped upon in France with these underground cities. And we're also going to talk, as I mentioned, about the veterans and that bilateral bill and how far that's going to get. But picking up the theme here quickly for a second on what's happened in the Ukraine, as I said, pushing that aside in that conversation with Justin Duckham, do you know 11 days after Flight 17 was blown to smithereens out of the sky, still Dutch investigators who are charged with finding out with what had to happen, with what happened here, haven't even seen the wreckage or any of the human remains that are believed to be strewn about the fields in this enormous debris area. Monday, there were 45 people on their team, Dutch and Australian experts, that went with certain monitors to the field, and they just finally had to give up because there was so much war going on, so many explosions, and they were warned about heavy fighting. They couldn't get in there. And, you know, basically, they said they're sick and tired of being delayed because they know human remains are being exposed to the elements. And it's also an open crime scene right now. It's being contaminated each and every moment. Can you imagine? Frustrating. And the awful scene, I happen to see this, of the bodies, so many of the bodies coming back. I mean, luckily, in a sense, after all the nonsense that they went through, the families did get the bodies back. Thank goodness. But yet there are still so many at the crash site and so much to be uncovered there. So as of Monday, 227 coffins with the remains from the crashed plane were sent to the Netherlands. You have forensic experts who are trying to identify them. Because remember, there were almost 300 people on the plane. 193 were Dutch, 43 Malaysian, 27 Australia. Thank goodness all these forensic experts decided to pitch in and do whatever they could, because they got like 200 people on the ground to try to do what they can at that Dutch military base. Talking more about the vets and this bill, how far will it go? How far will it get before the end of the week when it's a 5-week break for Congress? That's coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
$10 billion appropriated. It may well be that at some point in the future we will need more money, and that's the debate we're going to have when that we cross that bridge. The United States Congress today, in my view, is a dysfunctional institution. There are major issue after major issue where virtually nothing is happening when important legislation needs to be happening.
Wow, hallelujah on two fronts. Senator Bernie Sanders, you can feel his frustration. The independent from Vermont saying, you know, not enough important legislation is getting through. And isn't that true? This is why Congress's approval ratings are in single digits, and the frustration in the nooks and crannies where you live and where I live is off the charts. It doesn't matter, Democrat, Republican, Independent. It still comes to the fact that nothing is happening. There are massive issues that need to be dealt with, and instead it becomes more like a political beach ball, as if we're at a concert, we're just hitting it back and forth, and then, oh, well, we'll put a Band-Aid over it, we'll get to it when we get to it. So $17 billion, thank goodness, is at least a start. It works. So the House and Senate negotiators agreed to that, as Sanders was excited about that part of it anyway, that is supposed to reform the VA. They got to set this up. They got to scramble to make this get to the president's desk before the end of the week or right at the end of the week. Because right away, $10 billion would go for veterans that want private care in hospitals. How about that? Haven't we been saying that? What do you think? Private care versus the muck that is the VA. Bravo. I think this is totally the way to go. I'm going to throw out the digits. If you disagree, chime in. Or if you agree, I mean, give them a card. Listen, you're in the military. You're deployed again and again and again and again. Come on, you got to get good, solid coverage. And let's save a chunk of money and get rid of the bad stuff anyway. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. So, again, the $10 billion for private care, $5 billion to hire more doctors, nurses, and whatever other medical staff. Then, it's a smaller portion, but $1.5 billion would be spent on leases to other medical sites. And, you know, 27 different ones is what they're hoping for around the country. And that'll work for areas where they're too remote and are overwhelmed. People can't get there. They're driving a crazy distance, I think. And some of those facilities will be in those spots. It also will be easier for whoever the next secretary is, by the way, to fire someone where things were covered up for so long because of all the weights and what they had to endure and whatnot. So that's a good thing. You should be able to do that, especially with the double lists. I still think some heads should roll. I think there should have been criminal charges. Don't you? I think it's a crime that there weren't charges filed. So you have Republicans and Democrats who accepted these concessions to reach a deal. And some of them actually might cost them votes. This is about finding that backbone that I talked about. Now, the final bill is smaller than the Senate originally wanted, the three-year bill, which the CBO said would add $35 billion to the deficit over the next decade. I mean, this affects all of us. It includes new restrictions that limit the number of veterans who could actually seek private care to those who are enrolled in the system as of August 1st. So that $10 billion is significant because then once, you know, there's funding there, they're looking for the private care, but once it runs out, the VA is going to have to come back to Congress to get more funding. So they're going to have to lobby for that funding. $12 billion of the bill's cost would be mandatory spending, emergency basically, that adds to the deficit. And Republicans, what do they want? They want to chop the spending. It's still that same song of what team are you playing for and where's the axe swinging and what's going on with the deficit. But the $5 billion, the other $5 billion would be offset by other spending cuts in the VA, including a cap on the performance bonuses, thank goodness, because that was ridiculous. People were getting additions on their house while they had two different lists of veterans that had to wait, and then we know what happened in Phoenix and what a disaster that was. So no more of these incentives that don't fit with what's happening in the VA system. So you have two people that couldn't be more different. As Justin Duckham said at the top, like Jeff Miller, who predicted the bonus limit would let the government actually get back some of that money. And he's a Republican. He's saying, yeah, don't worry. We're going to get back some of that money. We're going to get, you know, $400 million probably over 10 years, and maybe that's a conservative, pardon the pun, estimate. And then Bernie Sanders, who's the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee chair, who negotiated with Miller, said he was pretty comfortable with the balance between what the emergency spending was and the spending cuts. So what Miller's saying is he knows he's going to lose some Republican votes because of adding a little bit to the deficit, but I agree with him. Leaving Washington for 5 weeks, not having a deal in place, just giving it lip service that, oh, we honor you, we salute you, we go to the ball games and we applaud you, we let or insist that veterans board the plane first. We do these things, these gestures, but they're hollow if we're not getting to the core of the problem. Don't you think? And you have to dig deep. You have to get to the core. So there's going to be a little bit of that. And good for Miller for dancing on that thin line, knowing that he's going to take a little bit of heat for this. But it had to happen. It had to happen. And I agree with him. He said he approved, because I agree that we can't continue to fantasize like unicorns and just have this deficit, just lop it on and have nothing tied to it to try to reduce it. But in this instance, they need a quick response here, folks. We need a quick response, and that's happening. That's happening with this. And it should, I think it goes through. It goes through, it gets on Obama's desk, he signs it, boom. That's it. That's it. And, you know, there's some things that they're going to have to work out, as in anything, if you're throwing private hospitals into the mix here for that $10 billion, which will run out fast, but I think it's a great thing to do because it's so necessary. There's so much urgency here. So much urgency. Now, Bob Corker pushed on Friday to not vote on a bill until the CBO checks it out, which they will, which they are combing through it. And then a counterpart to Corker in the House, in a sense, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi praised Miller and a couple of others for getting this deal put together. I mean, this had to have bipartisan cooperation. You had to have it. So there shouldn't be any more delay. It goes to the floor. Boom. Let's go. You want to trade a few barbs? Trade a few barbs. But figure it out. Move this through. I mean, this is crazy. If we go back in our show vault to the controversy surrounding the VA department that just exploded after all those reports came out that veterans died while waiting for care, even though there was a maximum 40-day waiting period that was set by the VA. This is cruel and unusual punishment for the families. And it's just, it's diabolical. It makes absolutely no sense. This makes sense. Big-time Republican, independent, in Sanders, come together, argue, get it out there, figure it out, boom. It kicks in. I love it. How about you? 855-266-5283. Also, we're going to throw into the mix Secretary of State John Kerry getting trashed by some of the Israelis. Why?
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hope to be able to find the magic formula by which the violence could cease for a long enough period of time to try to find that sustainable ceasefire which could allow you to move on from there. The region has known violence for far too long. Too many innocent people caught in a crossfire, too many lives ruptured. And so it is imperative for all of us in positions of responsibility to do everything we can to try to find a diplomatic way, a peaceful way forward, if possible.
All right, so here's the scoop. You just heard the voice of John Kerry, the Secretary of State, right? And he's been in Egypt, and he's been working, trying to work this deal, and has had very little success. So is it John Kerry's fault? Is it what's happening between Hamas, the Palestinians, and the Israelis? Is it just the constant hum of what is at the Gaza Strip going back culturally to so much history that you're not going to get an American, no matter what his diplomatic status, how high he is in the cabinet, to come in and nail this thing shut? Does this need a president? Does this need a world leader presence that John Kerry, frankly, doesn't doesn't have in this situation. Now, he does have his defenders, and the U.S. in general is fuming over the Israeli criticism of the Secretary of State, of our Secretary of State, meaning the Obama folks, government types, that kind of thing, and the State Department, because it was pretty harsh language. The Israeli media is what has really leveled the bombs, the nonstop criticism, if you will, at him in the last couple of days over what he was trying to do in bringing Turkey into the ceasefire negotiations, and also Qatar into it too as well. Both countries viewed by Israel as strong Hamas supporters, let's face it. And what's happened is the National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, decided she was going to address the situation in the Middle East and do a solid for John Kerry and have his back while he was just getting flogged in the Israeli newspapers and whatnot. So she defended Kerry heavily, saying, listen, he's doing what he can to broker this deal. He's trying. He's committed to this, saying that he's handling this the way he should handle it, and saying that she's dismayed, as is the administration, by some of the press reports in Israel that are mischaracterizing what he's trying to do to achieve the ceasefire. She says the reality is that John Kerry, on behalf of the United States, has been working every step of the way with Israel in support of shared interests and saying they're going to continue to set the record straight when anyone distorts the facts. He didn't secure a ceasefire. I'm not surprised he didn't. He had a week-long go-about with this. It didn't work. The Times of Israel wrote in one of the op-ed columns that Jerusalem now regards him as duplicitous and dangerous. Duplicitous and dangerous. That's what they said about Kerry. And said, by the way, that the draft language, so what he was trying to have happen, was everything Hamas could have hoped for. Benjamin Netanyahu, the most important character in this whole thing, the prime minister, says the draft called for the lifting of the economic blockade of Gaza without explicitly calling for the destruction of tunnels that Israel says Hamas uses to hide weapons and to conduct these cross-border raids, which we know to be true. Now, the American-born Israeli ambassador who jumped into the gig last year said all this criticism leveled at Kerry for his good faith efforts to try to come up with a ceasefire is simply unwarranted. And by the way, the top aide to the prime minister said that Netanyahu might be harsh and upset by what's happening, but he shared the view. He shared the view. And Kerry said, listen, I never even presented a formal proposal to Israel for a vote. Never. Because they couldn't get there. And today at the State Department, what you just heard there from Kerry, any process to resolve whatever happens in Gaza, they want it to be lasting and meaningful. It has to be somewhere in this, the disarmament of Hamas and all terrorist groups. It has to be that. It's crazy. And it's also crazy, by the way, this blip in the radar screen. And it is kind of momentary, but what has been just this crazy blip by what's happening in not really realizing, I go back to that thing again, of culturally what they're dealing with here. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, says that we can't act as a broker or observer on Israel's behalf. We just can't do that. And he said, you can't, you know, I don't want to use vague language. He says, we have to back up our words. We have to show our solidarity with our friend Israel. So we have to do that. By the way, I'm going to throw this in here. A poll was commissioned by Israel's Channel 10 TV, and it actually showed that 87% support among Israelis for the military offensive is 87%. 69% say it should continue until Hamas is toppled. Only 7% want a ceasefire. Now, it's a poll. The size of the polling sample, small. The margin of error, not even reported. And Kerry specifically pointed to, look, when the people of Israel are rushing to bomb shelters, when innocent Israeli and Palestinian teenagers are abducted and murdered, when hundreds of innocent civilians have lost their lives, we will make no apologies for our engagement. Where does this all lead? Where does this all lead? We keep coming back to the same thing. You've got to disarm Hamas. I agree with that. Do you think you're going to disarm Hamas when they're getting weapons, though, from North Korea? That certainly they are not dissuaded in this. Pretty tough. Pretty tough. Be pretty amazing if he had brokered a ceasefire deal. A significant, solid one that holds up, which is what he's saying. That there was nothing formal, because what was going to hold up there? So forget the whole ceasefire thing. And we're right in the middle of this. I mean, we are stuck in the middle of this. Boehner, solidarity with Israel. Lindsey Graham, solidarity with Israel. Plenty of people on the Hill, Democrats, Republicans alike, saying, wow, look at what Hamas is, people. Look at what Hamas is. If you're thinking of doing the unthinkable and leaving Israel to blow in the breeze. Any thoughts, send them to me. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and you're in just like that. Or 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Coming up, a conversation with a really fascinating guy. Talk about a giver too, by the way. But his sensational photographs appear in this month's National Geographic, Jeff Guskey. And it's the hidden world of the Great War, the lost underground of World War I, what they found. Dozens of underground spaces where soldiers of all sorts, not just Americans, but of all nationalities, were underneath the trenches in these underground cities. How cool is that? Cool in the sense because they had an escape hatch that very few people knew about. I mean, shortly after the outbreak of the First World War, which is 100 years ago this summer, German engineers took turns listening for the slightest sound of any other tunnelers, muffled voices, shovels, any of that kind of thing. Because there were tunnels being dug for these cities all over the place underground. And the tunneled walls have this incredible art all over them. The picture's fantastic. Can you imagine the opportunity to be under the front lines of World War I? I can't imagine it. Can't imagine it. Jeff Guskey. Coming up minutes from now here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You're going to love this and all those nooks and crannies. Dr. Jeff Guskey, who's a rural emergency room doctor, photographer, and what an extraordinary human being. He's the first person to document the underground cities buried beneath the World War I battlefield sites in France. Is that incredible? Discovering all kinds of soldiers' mementos and artwork. His photographs are going to be featured in the August National Geographic. And I today had a chance to go through with Dr. Guskey. I had a chance to go through with a little sneak preview several of those photographs that are in Dallas, Texas, and it was absolutely mind-blowing, I have to say. Jeff, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
It's great to be with you, Kate. Thank you.
So, you know, where do we begin? First of all, the very first thing I think anybody listening across the country would say to themselves, wow, how did he find these cities? How did this story unfold? So take us to France and what happened.
It's April 2012. I'm at the end of a long six-week trip photographing the hidden world of World War I on the surface. The French Defense Ministry introduced me to local officials along the entire 450-mile Western Front. I met a young man who is the charge d'affaires for the UNESCO World Heritage Program in a rural area of France, and he grew up in this area. And unbeknownst to me, he took me to a very rural location. We walk across a farm field, go up a hillside through brush, and finally we get to this mound, and we climb over the mound, and there is an underground city right before my eyes. The ceilings were 9 or 10 feet high, and it was wide. And inside that place was a virtual art museum on the walls. It was, even now when I think about it, it gives me chills.
Yeah, you know, when you say it's a virtual art museum, and I saw some of that, and it was incredible artwork, by the way, and had several meanings, a lot of the different things that we could talk about, and you took photographs of so many of the things there. But what drove the soldiers, do you think, to art in those cities?
Imagine a world that had become completely dehumanized, where your life could be gone, you know, in a split second, where you may see tens of thousands of your fellow soldiers die in a single day, where the destructive power of modern technology, all the things that make life in ordinary circumstances convenient and safe and wonderful and entertaining, had been turned against life. And this was the first modern mass destruction. So the part of the story that is all but unknown, even to the French, is that World War I was about much more than trenches. There were ancient rock quarries from which the stone for castles and cathedrals and fortresses was mined for centuries. These were large spaces, and these provided a shelter from the completely inhuman world on the surface of the earth. The soldiers would go downstairs into these underground cities. They were just spaces. But the modern technology of the day, rail, telephones, electric lights, hospitals, they had offices, theaters, even street signs. They were cities, and they were converted very quickly, and these were modern people. So when I say modern people, they lived in high-rises, they drove cars, they went to the movies, they went to work on subways, and they were inundated, just like we are, by modern media. Well, when the world turns inhuman, what do? They create this amazing art on the walls. And it's on all sides, whether it's German or French or American or Canadian or all the different factions, all the different countries. They did the same thing, and what they inscribed is not about war, but it's about the things that matter in life. It's about loved ones and families, girlfriends, and missing home. You know, there's one that is just, when I think about it, it is so emotional. It's and especially as an American, imagine a profile of an American face. And where the head or the brain is an American flag. And under the eye is a very large tear. And the soldier is missing home.
Mm. Wow. And there's so much you could interpret from so much of the art, I imagine, that you found as you described an art museum underground. And how easy was it to gain access to the sites? Was it pretty tough?
It varied. Sometimes it was easy. You just had to know, like this first place that I went, where the entrance was. All these places are on private land, by the way, and they're not authorized for access by outsiders. So and some of them are very dangerous. But the next day, he took me to a place that was a little more complicated. we had to climb down a series of two ladders, down around 25 to 30 feet straight down into this narrow shaft. And then you're in a world, you know, where you can stand up. It's completely quiet. You're in a time capsule, and it's like 100 years ago is a day, and nothing has changed. It's just eerie.
Boy, no kidding. And I can only imagine, as you said, you know, we're talking about farmlands, and these are private farms, so you probably had to get the people to trust you to be able to have access to some of the areas, correct?
That is exactly the case. These places have been known by local people for years because they're, you know, the farmers know what's under their land. So some people knew about some of the places. No one knew about all the places. And what I was fortunate to experience is, first of all, whereas they might not talk to one another, you know, these are outside little villages that are very used to not having outsiders come in, and they like it that way. And also they revere the memory of World War I. It's almost sacred. So they want to protect these places from destruction and vandalism. But here I am, an American, very enthusiastic, and I was able to talk to people who don't talk to each other all along the Western Front. And beyond that, even though I don't speak French and most of the people I met did not speak English, there was a very warm feeling towards me as an American, because the role of America in World War I was very positive. And furthermore, it was about art. Even the most uneducated French people, all the way up to the most sophisticated, seem to have an inherent sensitivity to beauty and art. And when they saw these images appearing on my on a screen that's attached to my tripod in black and white, picture this, we're underground in complete darkness, and they would often accompany me down. And it became a collaborative process where they couldn't speak English, but they could look at the screen and they could point out and say, oh, no, that's no way. That doesn't look good. Or wow, that's amazing. You know, they didn't say it they said it maybe in their own language, but I knew what they were saying. We shared that experience of leaving a legacy together. And it bound us in almost a unity towards these places being around 100 years from now, preserving their memory for the future.
And Jeff, if people want to find out more about it, they can go to jeffguskey.com, right, and be involved.
They can go to jeffguskey.com, jeffguskey.com, and see these images online. They can go to Facebook at Hidden WWI for Roman numeral one, Hidden WWI, where we're going to release a new photograph of this hidden world every day throughout the nearly 5 years of the 100-year anniversary of World War I.
Wow, absolutely amazing. What a story. Thanks, Jeff. Pick up the issue August 9th.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.